You may have heard that President Donald Trump has a thing against TikTok, the wildly popular app that young people love for making quick, funny videos often set to music. What's the problem? Data, and who gets the data? TikTok's owned by ByteDance, a Chinese company, and should the Chinese Communist government demand the data be handed over, well, the corporate owner ByteDance would have no choice but to comply, right? Well, Donald Trump has actually gone through and signed an executive order banning companies from working with TikTok's Chinese parent, ByteDance. Again, as a parent, you might be wondering, what's the problem? Let me explain. Unlike Facebook and Instagram, you're free to watch TikTok videos without registering, which means no data collection. However, if you want to create a video and share it or comment on someone's video, then you must fork over your personal information, starting with age, phone number, and email address. From there, TikTok freely admits that it collects information shared from third-party social network providers and technical, which means your computer location or phone location, and behavioral information, what videos you think are funny, how often you watch. And it also takes information contained in the messages that you send on the platform and information from your phone book. That's a lot. Now, how's that different from Facebook? Facebook's owned by an American company. If the United States government went to Facebook and said, give us all your data, Facebook could say no. Could a company based in China say no to the communist government? That's highly unlikely. So what to do? I talked to a security expert, Patrick Jackson, who suggests that parents should counsel the kids that if they are to use TikTok, only use it to watch videos so no data can be compiled on them. Additionally, users can opt to have their account be listed as private and only select certain friends to gain viewing access. Now, you probably heard that Microsoft has expressed interest in buying TikTok. I talked to a professor at USC, Karen North. She said if that deal goes through, she'll let her kids use TikTok again. Because if Microsoft owns it, they have the data on the US servers and they follow US laws. And she says she's fine with it. How do you feel? I'd love to hear from you. Look for me on Twitter where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. And I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.